Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We voted against it once. We voted against it twice. We voted against it three times as recently as July. We did not want this.
Yep, this was Steny Hoyer who was talking about impeachment, saying we didn't want this, but this is exactly what the Democrats got, and it went according to plan as far as the vote was concerned. So, America, this is where we are. We now have an impeached president. The headlines across the country roar, Trump impeached in some fashion. The president is the third in U.S. history to face a trial in the Senate. The vote on Article 1, abuse of power, 230 to 197. Article 2, obstruction of justice, 229 to 198. President during the day tweeting, and in the evening hours, he was in Michigan and talked about his disgust with the Democrats and the process and what happens now as he was at this rally of rabid fans supporting him. So he was 600 miles from the Capitol. But the reality is that, and I don't think he likes this, is that he is tagged with the impeachment word. He said it doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. He said the country's doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before. So the House impeachment vote happened just 17 minutes after the president emerged to applause in this big battleground state in Michigan, coincidentally, Battle Creek. And he was kind of doing the riff thing that he does when he speaks. And he talked about a lot of different things, but then, of course, mentioned the what the vote was, meaning, you know, can't believe it, doesn't feel like I've been impeached. He also devoted a big portion of the rally to, again, the topic of the day, and offered really a denunciation of Democrats and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for leading the impeachment effort. In the middle of the speech, one of the aides held up a large card telling him the vote tallies of his impeachment. As the president was talking, he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he said, you know, he praised the Republicans for sticking behind him and said, vicious Democrats. He said, I'm not worried, and predicted he would be reelected. He added that in the life of Trump, 10 months is an eternity. So here we go. So after all this time, the impeachment conversation, despite what Hoyer said, the vote goes in the direction of impeachment. So now rolling forward, roll with me. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship. And we see that we have different seats on the ship. But we do know, when I say different seats, we do know that there are partisan lines across America. Nothing new. We're polarized, right? What is America? It is polarized. So the House kind of takes on that same life, meaning we knew the numbers were in the favor of the Democrats, how many Democrats were going to jump in the opposite direction. And, you know, the one notable thing that did happen was Tulsi Gabbard, who was saying she wanted censure. And so she did not, she was not a yes vote on that. Instead, she voted present on both of the articles and was massively criticized by a couple of younger Democrats for doing so. But she said that there was just so much information that had to be taken in, And that's why she did that. And she was the only candidate, by the way, a Democratic presidential candidate, only member of the party not to cast an up or down vote on impeaching the president. She said after doing her due diligence in reviewing the 658-page impeachment report, she came to the conclusion that she could not in good conscience vote either yes or no. So she pretty much was standing in the center, and she said her censure resolution is aimed at sending a strong message to the president and future presidents that their abuses of power would not go unchecked, while leaving the question of removing the president from office to the voters to decide. And she just said, today we're divided, fragmentation and polarity are ripping our country apart. And she said, this breaks my heart and breaks the hearts of all patriotic Americans. If you want to weigh in on this heartbreaker, as Gabbard would say, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So impeached by the House and now waiting to see with these impeachment articles how they'll be delayed until they get to the Senate. But then moving forward with what we do know, that, as I just said, the impeachment stands, and the Republicans showed that they are sticking with the press because nobody bailed from the Republican side. There were a few conspiracies out there that there you would see some Republicans do that, but that did not happen. I don't think it's a surprise that no Republicans voted to impeach, and no GOP senators will likely vote to remove him from office either. I don't think so. I don't see how that happens. So moving ahead with the articles of impeachment, the process being dropped into the hands of the majority who are Republicans in the Senate. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has made it pretty clear that he's not exactly interested in holding a trial with new witnesses. He said he would coordinate the whole thing with the White House. Republicans will have control of most of it. They have a 53-47 majority, so they can set the rules. Even though the Democrats want Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton to testify, I don't think that happens. I don't think we see that happen at all. So then ultimately you go through the process of what the trial would look like, and there would be more of drilling down the whole impeachment well. But in the end, the bucket comes up empty because the votes aren't there. So impeachment is tagged on to the president, but it's not removal. So the two votes on impeachment bring to an end the House's month-long inquiry into whether the president improperly pressured the Ukraine to conduct investigations that would benefit him politically. I mean, this was the heart of this whole thing. And depending on who you talk to, you can get two different answers or 15 different answers. By the way, because there's some confusion for some people on this, a president who's been impeached by the House can still serve as president. It's up to the Senate to hold that trial that we're talking about to decide whether to remove him from office. The two other preses impeached, Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson, both acquitted by the Senate. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
And we have numbers of all sorts that we're going to dive into here. Right at the top, in case you missed it, the vote, which was key in the two articles that we're talking about impeachment-wise, you had the president becoming the third president to be impeached as the House approved those articles. And it was along party lines, but this is the specifics of it, the numbers. Vote 1, Article 1, Abuse of Power. Trump is accused of using the power of the presidency for his own benefit. 230 to 197. Article 2, Obstruction of Congress. Trump is accused of blocking Congress's investigation into his alleged wrongdoing. That was 229 to 198. So that's how that vote went down. We move to so many other numbers, including this. Hats off to the Heisman winner. His speech led to over $370,000 in donations. I think it's up to almost $380,000 now for really families who are suffering, I mean, impoverished. In a place where I went to school, by the way, Athens, Ohio, his father was a coach, was a football coach in Athens for Ohio University. And when he accepted the Heisman, he was so choked up, first of all, about his career, Joe Burrow, as the LSU quarterback and getting that chance. But he mentioned the children in his hometown of Athens, where thousands of residents live in a terrible situation, and he talked about how unacceptable it is and how in this poor you know, town. You have kids that are going to school hungry, and that they have a food pantry where they serve 3,400 meals a week. That's what he talked about, how they needed food. So it just blew up. People started donating money all over the place. The pantry said it was overwhelmed by the outpouring of support following his speech. And they said, the nonprofit said, you know what, so much love and thanks to Joe Burrow for shining a light on food insecurity in our area, and a very heartfelt thank you to everyone who has donated. I mean, how inspiring. They give bags and boxes of food to Athens families, non-perishable things, pasta, beans, anything that they can afford. So that's, wow, that is pretty amazing. That amount of money that was raised, it just goes to show you when you put the word out there, and it's so sincere and it was so authentic. He wasn't asking people for donations. People just started doing it because they saw him choke up and, you know, start to get a little more than teary-eyed, and there was a response. There was a very, very big response. All right, some other numbers to hit. We do our movie review. We call it our cheap movie review. Jumanji Next Level. Somehow the Jumanji craze has taken off, and it's had a big box office. It opened past $1 billion. Wow, $1 billion. And part of that is, I think, the star power of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I think the other thing is Kevin Hart's in it, and just the whole crew, I guess, and how they operate together. There's some great chemistry there. I think that might be part of it. And then it fits with kids, and the whole theme of the fantasy deal just works. So Jumanji, over $1 billion. Wow. I mean, just absolutely wow. Michael Vick, as we bounce back to kind of a football note here, over 200,000 people signed a petition demanding that the NFL removed Michael Vick as the honorary Pro Bowl captain. A lot of people do not like Michael Vick because of the whole dog fighting thing. And a woman started a petition on change.org calling for that to happen. And it just, wow, it exploded. And she said, when is the NFL going to take any responsibility for the behavior of its current and former players? To honor a man who had zero regard for animals is unacceptable. I'd like your help to make sure he's not honored at the 2020 NFL Pro Bowl. Remember, he served 18 months in the federal prison for admitting back in 2007, time flies, that he participated in killing dogs, and he had a dog fighting ring that involved illegal gambling. So he was suspended by the NFL, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, all that kind of stuff. He returned to the NFL in 2009, played for the Philly Eagles, the New York Jets, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then he retired in 2017 and signed on as an analyst with Fox Sports. So nobody has really responded to this, but I'm sure they don't like it. I'm sure they don't like that many people signed the petition for that to happen, because Michael Vick kind of redeemed himself in the eyes of a lot of people, and certainly they weren't expecting that kind of blowback. Speaking of blowback or getting blown out of prison, former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers, he left a Manhattan federal court after a verdict was handed down in his fraud trial back in 2005, looking very grim. He was convicted of fraud charges in $11 billion accounting scandal, conspiracy, filing false documents with regulators. I mean, always federal is not good. You usually don't get an early release. But he was granted an early release from prison after serving 13 years of a 25-year sentence. And why is that? A federal judge granted that release because his family says he is in failing health at 78. He's now 78 years old. So you probably forget this, but WorldCom, when the company filed for bankruptcy, at the time it was the largest Chapter 11 filing in U.S. history. And it was a big scandal of course, which then led to other scandals and other things that other companies were doing. But that was one of the very, very, very big ones, I would say, that people followed and paid attention to and were blown away by, you know, didn't expect that. But that's how it always is. You didn't see what was happening, right? Of course. All right, then we move to this one. This ex-NHLer, I just was reading this story today, Scott Kleinsdorf, died at 59 years old. How? He was at a paper plant, and he died from workplace injuries. You know, they talk about safety on the job and OSHA and all of that, and his former defenseman, you know, was working, but he suffered a severe brain trauma and broken bones. This happened at the UPM Blandin paper plant in his hometown in Minnesota, Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And the family released a statement just saying, making the decision to let Scott pass was very hard because of the unspeakable grief and unfillable void we now have to endure. But making the decision was easy when it came to what Scott would want us to do for him. Of if he was in this situation of that, we are very, very certain. And he was quite a hockey player. He was selected by the Rangers in the third round of the 80 draft. He spent 8 seasons in the NHL with the Rangers, Hartford Whalers, and Capitals. And he was one of those guys who just had all that grit, I think, on the ice is how I would describe him. And so now they're investigating that accident, how very, very sad. After he retired from hockey, then he went on to go and have to get another job and wanted to get another job, and that's what it ended up being. Oh, everybody always assumes with sports it's something glamorous, but in his case it certainly wasn't. And he, unfortunately, some sort of accident happened, and they are trying to figure out what that is and during the investigation and come up with the answer to the questions that so many people have. So then we look at this story, and here we are for the 5th time since 2013, wide receiver Josh Gordon suspended for some form of substance abuse. Boy, what a player, but cannot get his head straight with that. While playing for the Cleveland Browns between 2014 and 2018, he only played in 11 games because of suspensions. So now it happens again. He plays for the Seahawks. He's been suspended indefinitely without pay for violating NFL policies on performance-enhancing substances and substances of abuse. And he had just joined the Seahawks in November, having been waived by the New England Patriots. In the 5 games he played with Seattle, he made 7 catches on 11 targets, a total of 139 yards, but that's it. I can't imagine he gets another chance. All right, hang with us. We're going to bounce to the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has become the third U.S. president in history to be impeached. The charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke moments after the House voted on the two articles.
December 18th, a great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America.
The president had this to say at a rally in Battle Creek, Michigan.
We didn't lose one Republican vote, and three Democrats voted for us.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham issued a written statement going after the Democrats. Their boundless animus for President Trump fuels their desire to nullify the 2016 election results and improperly influence the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, everybody knows pretty much how I feel about Maui and all my time that I've spent in Hawaii. So it is, I am partly jealous, and it's making me think I need to go back to the islands because this woman has had such a beautiful experience there, and what she's doing is incredible. In our author's corner, we have Dr. Jean Rachel Solomon with us, and she's written a book, Soul Matters, and we'll go a little bit deeper into that, but it does matter, and we had a great off-air conversation. So without further ado, let's introduce the doc. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're most welcome. Let me state the complete title of my book.
Okay.
It is Soul Matters, Modern Science Confirming Ancient Wisdom. And the subtitle is Healing at the Interface of Spirit and Matter.
Healing at the interface of spirit and matter.
And we talked about
that, and that's significant for everybody listening when they look the book up, of course, because you'll want to get it on Amazon. And talk about what that means. So give us kind of the highlights of what your book is about, Doctor. How would you say it? I know that's a lot, but I know,
yeah.
You wanted to meld the scientific process of it because we talked about that, how it's what people don't know and they don't
and they have to kind of expand their brain around it. And you actually got the proof, which that's why that's important, that title. So tell us about that, what you found out.
Well, let's start with the field of consciousness, which means that everything that exists is connected to consciousness, is consciousness, and is self-aware. Everything that exists, every mountain, the ocean, every plant, every tree, every animal. And what Shamans already understood is that we are not just body, but we are a soul as well. And we call it also spirit. And we are not just a body that is fitted with spirit. We are engendered by spirit. Everything that exists is engendered by spirit. This unfathomable source, which we cannot name. And Christianity invented the word God, or even the Hebrews invented the word God, which is spelled G-D, which is a placeholder for that which we cannot fathom. Nevertheless, all that is situated inside the field of consciousness. And scientists, quantum physicists, encountered this. And they were so puzzled by it that even Niels Bohr, the Danish physicist, talked about that it is consciousness is not just a byproduct of life, but it is the underlying cause. And he said, quote, "If you are not puzzled by it, you couldn't possibly have understood it." And that's exactly what I learned about shamanic healing.
And so then you're taking shamanic healing, for everybody listening, and you're coupling that with the scientific research, which is so incredible. And part of this started to unravel for you in a very good way because of a client. Give us a little bit of that story about the blood and the client.
It's unraveled to me over years because I do this for more than 20 years. And I was always puzzled by reliability. And I understood there is a method. There is some underlying grid that gives me the constant information from the field of consciousness, which we call now non-ordinary reality, leading into ordinary reality. And I wanted to understand what makes the shamanic healing methodology so reliable. What is really the cause? Because in the West, especially anthropologists thought all this would be kind of, woo-woo. Yeah.
Right. Something that's a good word. Yeah.
And I realized that one can trust it. And I understood that shamans, like everybody else, use their cognitive capabilities, their logic, in as much as we do. And in addition, they use their intuition and that which allows us to function in the world outside of logic, trust, intuition, intention, decree, that which we utilize in order to bring something about, to bring something into existence. And I found out that is exactly what this source, this God, this unfathomable creative force used. There is first intention, and then we can call it what the, I guess David Bohm was it, the physicist. He talked, it goes from possibility, which is the thought, into probability and then collapses into actuality. So everything that we do when we follow this in order to bring something about, we go through these stages even if we do not think about it.
And so when in describing all this, and it's very easy, you can get the book on Amazon, Soul Matters, Modern Science Confirming Ancient Wisdom, Healing at the Interface of Spirit and Matter. And, you know, you and I talked off the air and we talked about being a shaman and that whole experience and clients and what you found. And as you mentioned, it's this 20-year experience. Did you ever think that you would write a book like this?
No, of course not. I didn't start out. You start out with curiosity and with an intention to find out what's going on. So it was an intellectual curiosity for me, and I followed it. And through my studies and through my practice, I had a chance to devise then a research protocol which allowed me to find what I did find. Because you mentioned the client I told you about, the what I was told about her condition by the spirit world out there when I went into the theta mode, brain mode, away from our daily beta, the brain mode. I realized so often beside this one case with my client that I'm getting information from this field, from the spirit, that I could not have known in ordinary reality. And it is reliable, because when I then present my client with the information I got, they always confirm it, either as symbolic knowledge or as literary information. So I decided to create a protocol that would allow me to check if there is any credibility to what I assumed would be there. And I used the quantum EEG method, measuring the brain waves of both myself and my client during an actual soul retrieval. And we got remarkable results. A neuroscientist who did this brain mapping, he said, this now proves that shamanic healing is real. It's now a fact, and we have the proof in the diagrams. And then I designed a second research protocol via dark field microscopy, where during actual soul retrieval cases, a drop of my blood was put on a glass plate and a drop of my client taken prior to the session was taken and put on a glass plate and then observed under the microscope while I did the actual healing session. And we got amazing information. And what we also realized is that after the session, when we took again a drop of blood from both me and the client, both our bloods looked much healthier than they looked before. This
wow.
shows that, and I need to add that the blood of the client in typical quantum physics fashion, being responsive to the witnessing observer, displayed in the physical live blood on the glass plate concerns of the blood from the body. And it showed me that the blood is conscious and self-aware. And by being the liquid organ that goes through the body, every nook and corner, 24/7, and knows exactly what is happening and what has happened in this particular body, displays so-called symplasts and worry cells. They are seemingly physical forms that could not exist in actuality in the blood, because the arteries would be bursting with these forms if they would exist in physicality. But they are there as a reminder to the observer, in this kind, the microscopist, who then tells me, and the client, what is still there in the body that needs to be addressed, because wow. it still creates turbulence in the energy field and prevents the energy of the body, be it soul energy or be it physical body energy, the chi.
Wow, absolutely amazing, and there is proof positive in that. We're out of time. Soul Matters, modern science confirming ancient wisdom, healing at the interface of spirit and matter. And boy, it does matter. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us.
There's so much I would have liked to tell you, but this needs to suffice for today.
Boutique Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What does obesity, museums, one lottery ticket, and vaping pot have in common? They are all part of and another thing. It is our final segment before we close the door on this show. And let me tell you, boy oh boy, when we talk about museums and art galleries, and some people say, oh, it's so boring, I don't like museums. Well, guess what? If you do go to museums and art galleries and that kind of stuff, supposedly, according to a new study, and I know the joke is you can find a study for anything to back up what you like to do, but a trip to the theater, museum, or an art gallery can make you live longer. Yeah, seriously. If you get a culture fix. So get some culture out there if you're wondering how you can get better from whatever it is that ails you. Seriously. Okay, so researchers from the University College London found that people who engaged in the arts more frequently, like every few months or so, had a 31% lower risk of dying early when compared to the people who didn't. Even going to the theater or museum once or twice a year was linked with a 14% lower risk. So if you can just force yourself to go and see the wacky modern history exhibit or whatever it is at least once a year,
then you get a 14% bump, supposedly. They looked at all this data that was given by about 6,000 adults in England, ages 50 and up, pretty much, who were taking part in a bigger study on aging, and that's one of the things that they found. And, of course, it makes sense because that would be leisure, pleasure, activities they wanted to do. And they followed up, you know, for 12 years with these people, and it really did prove to be one of the major, major factors. So, okay. You know, if we think it, man, we believe it. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe you get better numbers if you do that. I'm saying they did study it for a while. So, like I said, for and another thing, it totally works. All right, speaking of that and living longer, how about this one about obesity? This is scary, I have to say. If America, they say, doesn't, and this is America, if America doesn't adopt a healthier lifestyle, eating habits, whatever, over half the nation, half of us, will be obese within 10 years. One in four Americans will be severely obese. The body mass index, and how they measure that, over 35 means 100 pounds overweight. And this was just published in what they call NEJM, and it was a result the study was a result of analyzing 26 years of self-reported body mass index data from over 6 million American adults. So that's a pretty big study. And, you know, considering the massive challenges of battling weight loss, boy, that could be devastating news for the United States, right? And you think about your health and the cost to society, they're saying, and the health consequences, health care. I mean, that could, boy, half? That could just bring us right down to our knees. I mean, severe obesity is 100 pounds of excess weight, and they say it's going to become the most common. That's what I think is wild, the most common BMI category. Prevalence will be higher in 25% in 25 states. So 25% higher in 25 states. I knew I could get the statistics right. Only 18% of all Americans are severely obese right now. If that trend continues, though, they said that number just boomerangs. Just absolutely boomerangs. It gives you something to, you know, to think about. And I think one of the big reasons is, of course, ultra processed foods. So the calories, but not any nutrition, fast food choices. We know it. We've all done it, right, at some point. It'd be shocking. I don't think in my life I've ever met someone who hasn't hit up a machine, gone through a fast food at some point, even if they're super healthy. Time crunches, all the other excuses we can use, but boy, oh boy, I think that's scary. And another thing, did you have the winning lottery ticket? If you do, call this show and give us the proof of it. You're going to be anonymous, whoever you are. But a person in Ohio hit the $372 million Mega Millions jackpot. How about that? That, you know how much that equates to? $251.5 million if they wanted it in cash. Of course you want it in cash. Why would you take installments? $251.5 million. That's crazy. The winning numbers, I'm just going to throw them out for fun. In case you have a ticket and you need to check it, this is Mega Millions. What a fat holiday that'll be. Fat with a P, not the other way around. 22, 30, 53, 55, and 56. And then the gold mega ball is 16. That's a whole lot of money. Boy, what could you do with that money? You could open a cool nonprofit, so you'd feel good and philanthropic, and you'd help people, and you'd still have so much bloody money, you wouldn't be, I mean, it wouldn't be like you were risking everything. Ooh, what do I do? I'm at the craps table. So welcome, whoever that millionaire is, to a very elite club. Vaping and pot and teenagers, not good in 2019. There's a new report out. The Monitoring the Future report from the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research, what did they find out? Prescription opioid misuse, tobacco, cigarettes, smoking, and alcohol have declined. So, okay, so that's good news. But what else did they find? They found that it's the vaping that they're seeing. Of course, we've talked about this, vaping for nicotine and vaping for THC. We had Dr. Joel Nitschkin on, remember?
the other day, and he talked about quitting smoking, and then, of course, what happened with Juul and the flavored cigarettes. And I think the concern is, I mean, I don't think, to me, because it's become a thing, and people got, kids got addicted to it too, it's what you do, it's a habit, and it's scary to think of that, to think of kids being putting themselves in that situation where they can end up in the hospital and they have a lung collapse. And, you know, that's going to the extreme. I realize that. But this report is based on a survey of drug, alcohol, cigarette use, and, you know, related attitudes, basically. And this isn't just, this is among 8th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders in the United States. So you get the idea. And they really had a wide swath of kids that they surveyed. And we've got all these vaping-related lung injuries in the U.S. And most of the cases, come on, are associated with THC containing vape, you know, products. So, and that's not good when they're so young. But understandably, you go down that path, it becomes the cool thing to do, and now you're going to say you got to pull away from that. And there were many, many kids. That's exactly, I think, anyway, what happened, that there weren't these reports. There wasn't a problem with lung collapses and people in their 20s and even younger. And then poof, all of a sudden it happens, and then it happens again, and then it happens again, and it becomes a real concern. I think if I had a teenager, as I might be the cool mom, I would be very worried about vaping, and I understand the pressure in peer groups. Think of what was cool when you were a teenager that might have not been so good for your health. But I don't think anything like, you know, what I'm talking about here. And another thing, some people are not happy with the winner of season 17, The Voice. I don't watch The Voice. I see spots for it sometimes. But Jake Hoot was crowned the winner of the NBC hit show. And I guess he was shocked. He kind of lost his breath. And speaking of that, when they announced his name, I saw pictures of this. He bent over and he just, you know, couldn't believe it. And 31 years old, he's from Tennessee, but he was raised in the Dominican Republic. And he did the Eagles hit. He really wowed, I think, the audience when he did the Eagles hit Desperado, which I love that song. But and he was, you know, he was the winner. 17 seasons. Wow. And it is something. I mean, to get that far, to go what you have to go through to finally knock off all the other singers and get voted, from what I understand. Because, again, Jake Hoot, no offense. I know you are, though, now. But I don't know much about The Voice, but I know the basic premise. And they don't know what they look like, that kind of thing. So that is, hey, hats off. That is definitely an accomplishment. All right, speaking of accomplishments, by Viking Cruises, they take in, check this out, 6 continents, not kidding, 51 countries, 111 ports. Can you imagine that much of a, I mean, that much of a trip? It's not cheap. It's like $100,000 to do it, but you can do it. You can also travel around the world in Abercrombie and Kent's Boeing 757. It's a little bit more expensive. It's $140,000, but you would be going by air to maybe $160,000. Now, if you won the lottery, you could, again, bring many of your friends on this, and it includes safaris and all kinds of cool things. All right, on that note, I'm going to dance on out of here. There's no more and another thing. Bye-bye. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.